This is After the Final Rose with Dante and Alana, a siblings podcast talking everything Bachelor and Bachelorette.
Welcome back to After the Final Rose with Alana and Dante. We're in, I believe, week four of Matt's season of The Bachelor, and we're also joined by Cameron Cortez, my girlfriend. So she's going to be talking with us. She watches the show with me as well. But to kick it off, we get the end of sort of last week's with the group date, and it's kind of brushed over quickly. We don't get much. We don't really get to hear from the girls. But it kicks off with the girls sort of going at it, and Victoria and Katie, they just added more fuel to the fire. And Katie just did not like that all the girls were just continuing to put fuel on the fire with the whole Sarah situation.
Well, Sarah's gone now. Like, why are we still talking about her? So I get where Katie was coming from.
It was just so annoying that they just kept talking about it. And then the fact that, like, Victoria was mad at Katie for standing up for Sarah.
Right.
So I wasn't a big fan of that. But Katie was saying things, I'm trying to remember exactly, but she was like, why do you continue to bash her when she's gone? Like, there's really no point. And I kind of wish in that moment, it's not her business, but Katie actually, like, told the story of, like, all of Sarah's story, and maybe they would have understood it. It's not her business, but maybe the girls would have gotten clarity with that.
Yeah, but I don't think that should be, like, a reason why they should just be good humans and stop talking about her. Like, it kind of is like, why should someone have to give you a sympathy story or give you someone's background just for you to be like, oh, man, now I should look like the better person? But I just thought this whole episode, Victoria is, like, appalling. And if ABC keeps her on any longer, like, I don't even know what to say. I'm speechless. But the fact that, like, Katie tried to settle the air and she was just like, I can do whatever I want. And it's like, yeah, you can, but why don't you be, like, a decent human being?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
one also to add on the fact you were talking about ABC, I can throw this in here now, but apparently Victoria is going to be on GMA tomorrow, which will be interesting. So I'm curious where that leads to.
Yeah, I wonder.
But she's just not a good look for this season. And it's really not just her who has been just toxic.
No, she's bringing all these people in with her, and it's just, like, not helping the cause. But we can touch on that more throughout the season or throughout the episode, because I do think she gets worse as the episode goes. But what's it called? They do have a group date, and this group date was so confusing because I don't know if I've ever seen where they just, maybe later on when there's less girls, but it kind of seemed like they didn't really put in any effort to even try and have a date for these girls. Mm-hmm. And they just had a cocktail party.
Yeah. Yeah, they brushed over it quick, definitely. And I was really confused. Usually they'll be like, oh, they canceled the date. They're just going to go straight to the after. But we didn't get any of that.
No, yeah, that's usually, like, the after part, and you get some type of fun date, like, or something corny, but they literally just had all of them sit down with Matt, and each of them got to talk, or almost all of them did, and obviously, like, in that moment, again, we see Victoria, like, asking Katie to apologize for earlier, and for calling her out in front of all the girls, and, like, I was pretty proud of Katie for standing up for herself and telling her, like, no, I'm not gonna apologize. She totally shut her down, and like, you could tell that Victoria knew, like, she wouldn't admit it, but she knew she was in the wrong because Katie had asked her a question. I can't remember the exact question it was, but Victoria literally didn't know how to answer it. She like just kept trying to play victim, and then, like, called Katie, was like, you're toxic, and which is ironic because she was calling Sarah toxic last week, and now Katie's calling you toxic. And I feel like that's so accurate.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny because I really didn't even realize this was a group date at first because I was half on a Zoom call finishing up. So I just saw like all these girls talking to Matt and I was like, oh, they're just like, you know, chatting. Like I thought it was the cocktail party. And then all of a sudden, like I realized it was a group date. Like I didn't even make the connection. But yeah, I just think Victoria, like I'm all for drama on the show, but I think, of course, we'll get probably more into it later. But I just think like the bullying and the way like, you know, they've just been so like divided, like, yes,
oh my God, it's so
in
tricky.
Every house. Yeah. In every house, there's always, you know, the people that fight and there's always like drama and there's, you know, friends and people that they don't like, of course. But I just think it's like definitely getting too much and it's time to move
for
on.
Sure.
Yeah. And I don't think it's the first time Victoria's asked for a unnecessary apology. I don't remember the girl's name. The one who got sent home
Marilyn.
Marilyn, yes. Yeah.
And she, I'm pretty sure she asked her for an apology. Yeah. And she was like, I don't need to apologize for anything.
But also, why would you want an apology from someone that you had to beg for? Like, right? Don't you want just like a real genuine apology from someone?
And I don't think she really like deserved it.
No.
No. But we did, you know, the few girls that were on that date, what's it called? One, I felt like they didn't stop talking about Sarah, which was like kind of to the point where it's like move on. And we see that later when the girls think that Sarah shows up on the night of the rose ceremony. But I was happy to like learn a little bit more about Chelsea, and she got to have the date rose, which was nice because I don't really think we know much about her at all.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that was like such a short, like you said, the date was very brushed over. And obviously now we move on to a whole cocktail party rose ceremony that I think took up more time than the group date did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely.
And something that had me laughing, and I'm sure this is going to be an iconic phrase going forward, but as they were starting the cocktail party, Victoria, she wanted to be the first one to talk to Matt. And she heard that Anna, or Anna, however you pronounce her name, wanted to talk to Matt first. So a little side interview, Victoria was like, because, you know, Victoria's always talking about how she's the queen, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. And she said, I'm Elsa and you're Anna. So let it go, bitch.
Which was so mad.
I thought it was so funny. And like the fact that you thought of that, like right off the top of your head. I mean, she could have planned that, but like the fact that you thought that on top of your head and it made
she's a
sense,
psycho.
Right? I thought that was kind of funny.
I was pissed because that's like one of my favorite Disney movies. And I was like, how dare you disrespect such a good movie and compare yourself to Elsa? But it's just like the whole queen thing needs to go. And obviously we see it's more, but it's just like grow up. Like you. This girl is meant for the movie Mean Girls. Like that is the best way I can describe her, is she literally is Regina George from Mean Girls. Like so unnecessarily rude. And it's like, why do you have so much hate? Like, are you that insecure?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I forgot what I was going to add. Neither of them ended up being the first one to talk to Matt.
Yeah. It was
so like
Piper, it was Piper. MJ.
Piper, I'm pretty sure, or at least that's how it like was shown, that Piper was the first one to talk to her. So it ended up being irrelevant.
Yeah.
But it did seem like Matt had a connection with Piper, and we see them start to form more of a relationship. They get into a lot of talking. So she is somebody that I'm starting to like, and I think I could see Matt ending up with after the conversation between those two.
Yeah, I was actually pretty shocked at how much Matt knew about her. Like, I didn't really realize that. I mean, obviously, we don't get to see all the conversations that go on in the house, but clearly, like, they've had conversations outside of what we've seen on TV, because he was listing off all these things that he knew about her that I was like, well, how does he already know this?
Yeah, and I think that might have to do with, like, she hasn't gotten much airtime. And they haven't really focused on her, so we didn't see a lot of their previous conversation.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Piper is literally Brendan's absolute favorite, and he has her on his fantasy team. And every time she's on TV or has a one-on-one time, he literally gets so excited. I'm like, He has, yeah. He called it with her a long time ago. I didn't really know that she would make it this far, but
she's young too. She's yeah. 23.
Yeah. She's got a baby face.
A lot. I feel like a lot of the, how to say it's like key girls or who have formed the biggest relationships with Matt are young. They're all 23, yeah. 24, Kit's 21.
Like yeah.
I they feel like are young yeah. for Matt.
Yeah, you see that usually, though. I feel like mm-hmm. there's maybe one person that ends up being, like, close to the age that is makes it pretty far. But obviously, after we get a couple girls, Victoria finally gets her chance to talk to Matt. And I couldn't have been more happier in the night when Chris Harrison starts walking in. I literally, in my notes in all caps, wrote Chris Harrison is the real king. And I was mm-hmm. like, Victoria, you are the peasant, because she literally called so many people peasants saying she was a queen. And I was like, you deserve this, like karma. And when he steals Matt away, I thought it was hilarious because they just walk through all the girls. No all one the acknowledges girls, yeah. the girls. No one says anything. And the girls are freaking out. Like,
I feel like it was set up by production to have that in the middle of Victoria.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It was so
which
smart.
I thought was really funny.
Yeah, it was. Oh my God, it was hilarious. And they let every single thought run through these girls' minds. I mean, they mm-hmm. all thought it was for sure Sarah showing up, which just shows like how crazy they are. They're like, this is, I mean, I get it because why would they ever think that five new girls would show up? But yeah. You could just tell though that Matt was like, I don't even think he was comfortable with it, but he kind of had no choice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only thing is she wouldn't show up in a limo.
No,
that's the thing. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I think she would just walk in the room.
Yeah, as he's walking out, yeah, maybe you could assume that. But once all the girls are looking out the window at the limo, I just can't see her pulling up in a limo. We never see that.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like she would have, like, shown up to his house or, like, his room and, like, you know, talked to him first, not just, like, yeah, made a big, like, grand entrance.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. But, like I said earlier, obviously they won't stop talking about Sarah, and it's kind of like, I kind of hope she does come back later on just to piss them all off.
I know.
But, yeah, the girls obviously are pissed and very riled up, and we get to meet mm-hmm. five brand new girls. That I'm still confused because I'm pretty sure two more are still joining. There were rumors that yeah. Heather joins and of Matt's ex-girlfriends, which I know was not one of the girls that was there tonight.
Well, yeah, because he would have noticed. But we did get some new girls. I'm trying to think of all the names off the top of my head. There was Brittany, Kim, Michelle,
Ryan, and Kelly.
And Catalina. And, you know, the girls were pissed. And this is actually the second time, well, back-to-back season that this has happened. We don't usually see it in non-quarantine seasons because these past two seasons yeah. have been, like, isolation. But they did bring in new girls, and they were pissed. They were not happy.
I just can't believe they made these girls sit around made it like it was a week or 3 weeks. They made them sit around and do nothing while they had to just like wait to show up. Like that must have been frustrating.
Yeah.
I feel like that's just like a lot too, just to like show up. You know, obviously you're late, but also like they kind of like showed up right before the rose ceremony. Like, I don't know, most of the time, even on like Paradise, like they have a little bit of time to like, you know, get to know like the people who like show up.
Yeah.
Like, of course, it's kind of like a first, you know, like it's like the first impression, like you obviously don't get a lot of time with the people at first, but mm-hmm. it just seems like a lot. And not to mention all these girls that have had time and they've, you know, been there for what, like 3 weeks getting to know him, having connections, and then they just show up. So I get what they're like, where they were coming from with like being upset, yeah. just with them coming out of nowhere right before the rose ceremony. But yeah, the timing was horrible. Escalated. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. The tough part for them is that they're at a complete disadvantage Unless you make an instant connection, like most likely you might go home in the first couple weeks because all these girls' relationships are farther ahead and you're coming in with an instant disadvantage.
Yeah, I think on the first night you definitely have an advantage because let's be real, like they want to make sure that the five new girls are going to get shown tonight because they're brand new. But I agree, that was like kind of what Tayshia had, I think it was Blake, why he went home was she was like, or no, not Blake, was it Ben, because he came back, like she said to someone like she felt like she missed time with him and that it like wasn't on the same level as everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes, yeah. But the one person who made a big entrance was Brittany. When she showed up, she just went right up to Matt, introduced herself, and then was like, something along the lines, yeah, make up for lost time. And then she started just making out with him. That got the girls riled up.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of funny. I mean, good for her, but it's definitely gonna cause drama for sure if you think that they're gonna see it, which I mean, obviously they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's bold of her. And this, she became an instant, or she had an instant target on her back. And the girls just started going at her when she came in. And, you know, Victoria, obviously, she's always the center of every single issue. Was the first one to go at her, and she was slut-shaming her and calling her just horrible things. And
she literally said she's a slut and a hoe just because she made out with him. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I was so mad by that because just because someone like you don't know her. You can't call someone a slut because they kissed someone. Like, you didn't call Alana on the first night a slut when she did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like unimaginable that she even like says that stuff. Like, it doesn't feel real. Like, it feels like she's like, you know what I mean? Like,
it's literal word vomit. Crazy. Like, she doesn't think before she speaks. She just spits it out is honestly what I think.
Yeah. And I feel like ABC isn't doing her any justice. I feel like they are definitely setting her up for like looking horrible, which I mean, she is doing it to herself. But ABC isn't doing anything to prevent it, like in terms of editing stuff out. But
I have to say that when Catalina came in with a crown and she told Matt that she was a queen, I was like, oh boy, this is not going to be good. I was absolutely appalled that Victoria took the crown off of her head. I would have... One called her out. You could tell that Catalina either like isn't used to conflict or she's a very quiet, sweet girl because she didn't say anything. But I would have been like, what the F are you doing? Like, she should have been called out or slapped or something. Yeah. Like, that is so rude.
She was uncomfortable.
Also, she's from like her background. You don't know if like, you don't know any of these girls or backgrounds. Like, that could be considered like, in another culture or where you were raised, like extremely offensive.
Mm-hmm.
And what if she is like a queen of Puerto Rico?
And it was funny because she like went up to her like trying, like pretending to be nice, like, oh, like I want to talk to you. And then, you know, she was like, oh, like, were you what'd she say? Like, are you, you were in pageants too? So that she was like thinking it was going to be like a nice conversation. And then she's just like, I'm the queen, and like takes the crown. It was like, oh my gosh.
And then all the girls like awkwardly were like, oh, Victoria.
Yeah, but you know what makes me mad is Katie's the only one that ever says anything. Like, they all cringe, but then they like join in, or no one really says anything to her where it's like, it's insane.
Yeah. And it's been the theme of the season, just the girls being like toxic to each other. And I mean, we do see it a lot in Bachelor seasons, but I feel like this compared to most other seasons have just been a whole new level.
Yeah, it is an extreme. And I think it's just, unfortunately, I honestly, in the beginning, I thought maybe this was typical, like ABC always make someone out to be a villain. And we find out mm-hmm. later on when they're off the show that they're really not this horrible person. But I truly think that, like, she is not a nice person. Just the way that she, which this is now like the second or third time she's done this, which this happens later on in the episode, but she like makes a comment and she sits there and laughs and like tries to get the girl next to her to like join in. Yeah. And I'm like, that is so like, that is just the definition of bullying. I could not like mean girl status, click everything wrapped in one. Mm-hmm. That's not something you fake or TV makes you out to be.
Yeah. And also another girl we didn't get to mention was Michelle. She's a new girl, and right away she had an instant connection with Matt, and you could see that something was starting to form with them, and I think that went a big way. But then we move on into the rose ceremony where we get some girls sent home, and three girls got sent home, and it was Kim, Kayla, and Kaylee.
I think it's Kaylee, yeah, but she's spelled Kaylee,
which is funny because all of them start with a K, so the three K's got sent home. Kim yeah. was, I think Kim was the one that just arrived,
yeah,
so she didn't even make it to the end of the night before getting sent home.
I know, I saw a meme that was like, imagine quarantining and having sit for like 3 weeks to wait to get brought on the show. You're absolutely like destroyed when you walk in by these girls, and then you have to go home.
That's rough.
I guess you got your 10 seconds of fame.
Right.
Seriously.
Yeah. But those were that were sent home at the rose ceremony. And then we move on into the next week, which starts off with a group date, and we see a conversation with past Bachelor Ben Higgins and Matt. So you always love to see when former Bachelors and Bachelorettes come on to talk to, you know, the current Bachelor, just give him advice. And also we get Ben sets up the group date, which was pretty fun. It was like a little obstacle course, it was fun, but it was a little cringy, I guess. But it was still cute with the girls.
I love Ben. I was so happy to see Ben. He's like forever my favorite Bachelor. But this obstacle course, they're losing their minds with these dates. Like they have run out of ideas, because it was like the fact that they were in pumpkins and then had to dress up as squirrels. I was like, what is going? I would hate to have been on the last season in this one, because they can't do anything. Like there's no creativity right now.
Mm-hmm. And some of those girls have been on the most interesting dates. First, you start off with the one where you're throwing like paint things at each other. And then you had the sexual literature one. And then you have this one where it's an obstacle course floating around in a pumpkin.
Yeah, it was weird.
What was so funny, and I thought it was the best part of the group date, was Maggie floating around in the pumpkin. She didn't even make it to the end of the obstacle course. She was just floating around in a pumpkin.
We don't see enough of her.
I know. I thought that was so funny, and nothing made it better than when the date was done. I'm sure it was edited, but Maggie's still floating, trying to get to the other side of the like pond or whatever, mm-hmm. and the group date's already over.
Yeah. Oh, excuse me. It was really funny. And I said at the end of the episode, because you see a little like blooper of Maggie, and I literally said to Brennan, I was like, they do not show her enough, and she's so funny. and like she's lasted a long time, and I feel like we don't really get much from her. But I like her. And yeah, that was really funny. But I definitely think this is the second date that Mari has won. Yes, and I feel like she's totally the underdog when it comes to these dates. Like you just like don't expect it to happen. And then she ends up beating out all these girls.
Yeah. Well, she won the one date I was talking about with the paint, like the paint fight or whatever. And she was like the most like the MVP of it. And then for this one, she won it. And I mean, I'm sure that goes a long way with Matt, because you see that she's willing to like fight her way through and, you know, fight for Matt.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it looks good on her end. I feel like that's the only time we really get much from her, though. We don't see a lot otherwise else. But after this group date, we have the cocktail party. And that was just, I knew it would be interesting because there's two of the three of the four new girls on this date. And of course, Anna like finally gets time to talk with Matt, which she, you know, she continues, she kills me. She continues to talk to the camera about how she doesn't get time with him. And then she doesn't even like try to talk to him. She finally talks to him. And of course, Brittany comes in and interrupts, which like wasn't, when they, you know, they get these girls interrupting them, and Anna like was really mad that Brittany came in and interrupted her. But I don't understand why they think that, you know, they deserve time and the new girls don't. Like at the end of the day, you're all there for the same thing. Like, yes, you've been there maybe a couple weeks longer, but she's on this date, she's just as equal as to you guys. And it makes me so mad that they think they're more important than the new girls and that they deserve more time, when I don't feel like that's the case. You have had more time, you've been there longer.
That's definitely when I got kind of fed up with Anna, like what you're saying, you know, the new girls should be treated equally. Like, yes, at first, of course, they have the right to, you know, feel like bad that like these girls came, but now, you know, he picked them, so you have to give them the time of day. And that's definitely when I got off of Anna. Like, I at first I was like, oh, even at the beginning of the episode, I was like, oh, she's cute, like, you know, she's been kind of like funny through the whole, like, you know, other episodes. But this episode, it definitely showed her true colors of just kind of like wanting to be in on the drama, wanting to, you know, continue spreading it, and obviously not sticking up for, you know, what would be right. And of course, not giving any of the new girls the time of day at all. Like, they, what they call the, oh, they have the OGs. Like, that's just, just wrong. Yeah.
And what's so annoying is that, like, the new girls didn't like choose this.
Right.
Like, they didn't choose to come on late. Like, you would rather come in the beginning. So it's not their fault. And also, like, you signed up for this. So like, suck it up and continue to trust the process and like go with the flow and stop bashing the new girls for something that, one, the old contestants can't control and the newer contestants can't control as well. So that was getting just extremely annoying.
At the end of the day, like, if there weren't new girls, I'm sure that they would find someone else to find a problem with.
Right. And it's just definitely not helping their journey forward when anything to do with Matt. Like, this whole time we, you know, for the last 3 minutes talking about all this, we haven't even really spoken Matt's name. We've just been talking about all of this stupid drama with the new and the old girls. So
that's pretty much been this season, is focusing on the girls and their drama with each other rather than with Matt.
Yeah, for sure. So there is like this big scene that we saw last week, and that finally happens this week, where Anna and Victoria are sitting outside, and Anna tells Victoria that girls from Chicago messaged her before coming on the show, since they're like from the same town, saying that she was an escort and that like men pay her money to hang out with her. And I'm confused. So does that mean that like she found out, like the girls knew new girls were coming, or this was just a name given to her that might be on the show, and then this girl maybe didn't show up in the beginning, and then Anna was like, because I thought they don't have phones.
Well, that's what I was confused about too, pretty much what you just said. But like, were the, when all the contestants announced, were these other new girls announced with them?
I don't remember.
Like, how did, I don't get how they know. And also, I felt, at least that I can remember, is that the turnaround, or at least the start of Matt's season and the announcement of the girls was quick. Yeah. Or sorry, the announcement of the girls and the actual start of taping.
Yeah.
So that's also something. I don't know. It's a little confusing, and I just don't get how she was contacted about somebody who wasn't even on the original list.
Yeah, I was just, I could not believe that came out of Anna's mouth. And then the fact that like her and Victoria were laughing about it in a corner was just, again, appalling. I don't know how to explain it except like they just keep slut shaming this poor girl. And it does cut away and we get to see that Michelle gets a one-on-one, which I know Bachelor producers plan this just to piss the girls off. It couldn't have been like more obvious. But I'm really excited that she has a one-on-one. And I think the date ends with Brie getting a getting a rose, which I was happy about because I did not think that Anna should have gotten it. And I knew if Brittany got it, it would have been just
bad.
Yeah. Horrible.
That would have been funny. Just to piss off the other girls. But to move on into Michelle's date, it was a cute date. And
wait. Before you go to Michelle's date, we have to address that after Matt says goodbye, Anna calls or brings it up.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Isn't that right then?
Yep.
Yeah. Right. So she, yeah. She says to, right? That was then?
Yes, to Brittany.
Yeah, she says to Brittany, like, what she pretty much told Victoria, that she's an escort and that she heard these things about her. And you could just tell that Brittany was so embarrassed and, like, really hurt by what she said. And I just could not, like, how dare Anna say that to her? And then Victoria, like, tell her if she's not fit for this, she should go home and, like, laugh in her face. Like, both of these girls, I hope, walk away from the show and are like, I'm so ashamed with how I acted on TV because it was, I mean, this poor girl, you could tell that she just like wanted to go home and probably cry.
That's where I was a little confused because she either was hiding something or she was so just like, she felt so awkward and out of place because she didn't really respond. She was just kind of like, that's not true.
I don't see Bachelor letting that happen. Like they have to find out so much stuff about you before you come on the show. I don't really know if they would want to be involved in something like this where like they allowed, I don't know. I guess maybe they wanted it for the drama, but it kind of shame
also
on them.
Really young, like she's 23.
Yeah,
which I mean,
girls do that. It doesn't matter the age. If they need the money or that's how they live. I mean, it does. The age doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's obviously been like things that come out that Bachelor, like the franchise ABC, didn't know about before the show.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Even like, you know, Victoria and like the whole shoplifting thing that came up. But I also just feel like, I don't know, even if she does have, you know, a connection with people in Chicago, maybe it's for money, maybe it's not, maybe she's just hanging out with people and has some sort of reputation. Like, I just feel like it's so offensive to bring it up with like a whole group of people and spread it along the whole house.
Yeah.
And obviously she didn't react much to it. So we'll see, you know, if anything comes from that, but I hope that they're able to move forward and not keep dwelling on a rumor.
Yeah. Hopefully it is just a rumor and not true.
I think that pretty much wrapped up the,
yeah, sorry. Now
date.
You can talk about Michelle's one-on-one.
Yeah, so
I think the best one-on-one we've had so far with Matt.
Yeah, I think it was definitely cute and adventurous, and I think it started with them ziplining, which was really cool. Ziplining, I've done it before; it's really fun. And then after that, they go into a hot air balloon, which I just mentioned this before, but if you really paid attention, it looked like the hot air balloon was like roped or wired up so it didn't go anywhere, which I mean, I guess you don't want that floating away, which is smart. And You also, you don't want to have to land that in the middle of a ton of trees. But I thought that was really funny. But it was cute, and you saw them like start to form an instant connection with each other.
Yeah,
it was super cute when they were like, oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Like they were asking like, how many kids do you want? And then they were like, three. Mm-hmm. Like just like little things like that. Like I feel like some of the other dates and other people haven't had like just like simple little like bonding moments mm-hmm. like that, which is really cute.
Yeah, that's literally exactly what I was gonna say, is that I feel like this is the first date that you actually like, he doesn't look uncomfortable, awkward, doesn't like, I feel like every date he's had, it's very rehearsed. And this one just felt like he was so comfortable. He was himself. He let go. Like he mm-hmm. really just had fun.
And he said something along the lines of, I'm trying to remember, but it was like, I've progressed more in this one date with this girl who has been here for a day than any other like of the dates he's been on.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he got like a good vibe after leaving that date with her. Like he sees, I thought he was going to say that he saw, like he could see himself marrying her, but I think he knew it was like a little too soon to say it.
Mm-hmm. And they got into pretty deep conversation at their dinner portion of the date. And they were talking about kind of just like real normal conversation. And he was asking her like, what was it like to like be a teacher in all this? And especially since she is of color and from Minnesota, where we saw a lot of stuff go down over the summer. And like, she was right in the middle of it. And she couldn't really be with her students, but she could online. So I thought that was a very like important thing for them to talk about, but he was asking like just, you know, the normal like questions, but they were like great questions to ask, and it brought up like great conversation with them.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like sometimes the dates, like especially kind of recently, they have like a reputation of only having to bring up like super super deep stuff all the time, and I think that's definitely nice to touch on, you know, deep and personal topics, which is, but also like if it's gonna feel forced, like even when, you know, Sarah had her one-on-one, it was almost like Matt was like, you know, she's not telling me something, like she has to tell me something. Like it's the first time you guys have ever went on a date. Like in real life, I'm not gonna sit here and like go to dinner on my first date and like spill all of my like life's, you know, greatest like fears and secrets.
Yeah, for sure.
It's nice to have like, you know, some, you know, fun and cuteness in the date as well, and not just feel like, you know, like you have to live up to some sort of expectation that maybe like The Bachelor is putting on you.
Yeah. And I think that comes from just Matt, it literally being Matt's first time. So I'm sure he's being like food or like, what's the word? Spoon fed all the information and what he should be doing. And he's probably following it to a T, which makes him look like everything is being forced and scripted and not natural. So yeah, it was nice to see that like him and Michelle actually seemed like they had like a fun, natural date.
Yeah. I overall love this date, and we start to get to know Michelle, which like we know more about her in one date and 1 hour being on the show than we do about half the girls in the house.
Yeah, I think she is a very, like, you could just tell by her. I think her first impression coming out of the limo and this date, she is a genuine person. Like, she actually has a great personality. She doesn't seem fake at all, and she just seems like a really sweet person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then move on to another group date.
You get so many dates.
Literally. I think there were four total in this episode. But I believe the date card says something about fighting for love, and instantly all the girls knew they were about to fight in some way, which I feel like we're starting to see every season now.
Yeah.
But it is, they do box and they get into boxing matches with the other girls, which got pretty physical, honestly.
Yeah.
And some of the girls were starting to throw like some tough punches at each other.
Yeah. I want to know who chooses like who fights who, because some of the matchups, like when they had Serena against Lauren at the end, and Serena like or Lauren knocked her in the nose. Like, she's so much taller and like she's built like an athlete, where Serena is this short, tiny little girl. I was like, well, of course she's gonna like hit her hard. She's bigger than her and like clearly more athletic than her. That'd be like literally putting any athletic girl up against me. Like, I would never survive.
I just felt so bad because, you know, they're obviously not like boxers. Like, that's not what they do. Like, yes, some of them like go to the gym, they're not our athletes and whatever, but like, can you imagine, like, they're hurting the next day, like they but yet they still have to, like, you know, look nice and have this nice date, and they're gonna be like just wrecked. I was like, oh my gosh,
I'm pretty shocked that they didn't have Victoria on this date
or any of the new girls, because
they probably did that on purpose so they wouldn't beat the crap out of each other.
But like, wouldn't you want Victoria, with like the drama going on, wouldn't you want her going up against Katie? I mean, we saw that last season with Tayshia, with Ed and Chasen. They didn't end up fighting, but they were matched up together. So I'm kind of surprised they didn't set that up perfectly for Victoria and Katie to fight.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. I mean, it could have been. I just feel like if that would have happened, someone would have actually got hurt. Which maybe they like would rather see two dudes fight each other than two females, but
fair enough.
But I thought, like, when they afterwards, you know, they go to the they have like a little cocktail party, I guess, and when he sat down with Rachel, I like, she was kind of talking about how she was like, you know, it's been like, she was open with him about how she felt about all these girls coming in, and she was like, it's kind of like made me anxious. And but I was like, I thought she was so mature with her conversation. Like, she, all the other girls would have, when Matt asked her like, what can I do to like show you that like I'm still here, I'm thinking about you still, and you're still like on my mind, and I feel like anyone like Victoria would have been like, well, you could like, I don't know, like she would have said something stupid, where I feel like Rachel was just like, oh my god, I forgot what she said, but she said something like very, very mature, and she handled it so well.
Yeah, I don't think she really, like, we haven't seen anyway, she doesn't put herself in the drama. Like, we haven't seen her really talk about any of the issues that the other girls have gotten themselves into. So I kind of respect her for that. She's just staying out of it, staying in her own lane, and just focusing on Matt. And that's what these other girls should be doing, because if they don't, they're just going to get sent home.
Yeah, eventually he's just going to be fed up with all the drama.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully sooner than later.
So pretty much following Rachel's conversation with Matt, it goes into all of the girls just trashing all the new girls that have come into the house. And it's what we've seen this whole episode. It's just the girls going at them. And Katie, as we've seen multiple times in this episode, she stood up for the girls and was like, I can't remember exactly what she said, but she was just like, this is enough. Like, you guys are just going at them for no reason.
Yeah, she was like, you have to, she kind of pulled the put yourself in their shoes card and was like, they, you know, imagine being in their place. Like, they're coming in here and you guys are making this so uncomfortable for them and so toxic, and it's not like, it's not worth it. Like, we're all here for the same thing. And I literally was like, this girl needs to be like recognized more. She went out there and was fed up with it. And, you know, she told Matt, which I thought was so proud of her. She didn't use any names, and she wasn't, you could tell she wasn't doing like what Victoria did with Marilyn. She wasn't going up and being like, Anna said this about her, Victoria said this, these are the four girls that are sitting in there ripping on these girls. Like, she just went out there and was like, there's bullying going on in this household and it needs to stop before someone gets hurt. And she didn't even, like, she took the mature route. And I have, after last week with her addressing Sarah, I just have had like so much, I don't know the right word. I really like Katie, and I think that she should go far. And if she doesn't, like, I really would like to see her again in a Bachelor franchise, whether it's Bachelorette or Paradise or something, because the girl deserves like a good guy.
And she told Matt, she was like, these like things that these girls are spreading and starting to talk about, like, it could ruin somebody's like life, profession, like just their everyday lifestyle.
Well, now if you Google Britney's name, that's all that comes up, is that she was a, like, that people said that she was an escort. And it's like, now this girl, you know, is gonna leave Bachelor, and she like, if anyone ever researches her or anything for a job or whatever, like, this is the stuff that comes up. Like, you can't take stuff like that lightly. I mean, I know she knew that going into this show, that like her name would be all over the place, but why should she have to have escort attached to her name because some girl was insecure and jealous and decided to spread a rumor that like is may or may not be true?
Yeah. And I hope that if it isn't true, it's all cleared up so that, you know, whatever she does after the show isn't screwed up because of the lies that were spread on the show.
Yeah, well, looking into next week, it does look like all of this gets addressed. I don't know if Matt's going to, like, I don't know if it's going to end up falling back on Katie or not, that she was the one who kind of ratted them out. But they need to be, like, all those girls need a talking, but especially Victoria and Anna, because they are just acting like complete children.
Oh yeah, definitely.
It's so low. Like, they make females look horrible.
Right.
This is why they call girls crazy, because of girls like this.
I definitely think he's going to send Victoria home next week, because I don't think anybody's going to come to her defense if, you know, she's the center of attention. I
you know what made me
see
so mad is that they end that preview with her like on the ground being like, I feel so sick, when she was one of the first people who said that Sarah was faking the fainting. Like, are you kidding me?
I just can't with her anymore. So I'm wondering if, you know, it's she's feeling insecure at the rose ceremony, and she thinks that she could fake this and get Matt's sympathy in a way. So I'm very curious to see that. I hope she gets sent home. I really do.
Yeah,
she's just
getting
annoying on the screen, and I don't know, she's just attacking the girls for no reason and just putting them down constantly. So I would love to see somebody like Britney move on, and some Victoria and Anna get sent home. That would be the ultimate thing to happen.
Yeah, and honestly, Brendan won't be happy because he has MJ on his fantasy league, but she's another one that's starting to really, like, she's no better than Anna and Victoria. I mean, she seems to, since the whole Sarah thing, to be at the root of all the talking about the other female. She's like the first one to gossip and open her mouth. So she's another one that I just think is like not a good human.
And I don't think she's made any connection with Matt yet.
Yeah, I don't either.
So I can't really see her sticking around. So I honestly hope those three get sent home so it can give time for the other girls to actually form relationships and not drive us insane.
I do have to say, I think we need something else needs to go on in the show, because Matt is, if it wasn't for all this drama, like, the season's kind of boring. Like, Matt is not, we're not getting anything from Matt. It's mostly been all about these girls and their drama. And like, it's tough because we just went from Tayshia, who had so much personality and was so bubbly and like the perfect bachelorette. And now it's just like, I don't know if Matt just still isn't comfortable yet, but he just makes me like bored. It reminds me of Peter season. Like, I got bored during it. I was just like, he's not fun. He has no personality. And I know that people say that Matt's a great guy. I just feel like I haven't really seen much of him yet come out. So maybe we'll see it.
I think he's very dry. Like, he's very dry, and like, he has no reaction. Like, when Katie pulled him aside at the end and talked to him, his face was just like straight. And we see that like constantly. I don't know. I definitely think he's not uncomfortable, but just not
as emotional, maybe. Like
that, but also like, just, I'm trying to think of the right word, but just not completely, like, I don't know. I think he has to get used to what he's doing in the show because he is completely new to this franchise. And it's not like mm-hmm. he was like a huge celebrity before where he's been on right. like TV shows or movies. So this is all completely new to him.
Yeah, I'll yeah. be interested to see like what happens in the, even like, you know, as the show goes on and there's like the final like five or four or whatever, like, of course it's only been 3 weeks, but he's had like some time to warm up, but maybe he'll, you know, get a little bit more, you know,
used to it.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Hopefully.
Yeah. But that pretty much wrapped up tonight's this week's episode on The Bachelor. And this episode as well here on After the Final Rose with Alana and Dante. Thank you for Cammy for coming in and talking yes, with Cammy, us.
We always
love guests. If you don't already, make sure to follow us on YouTube and Instagram. Instagram ATFR_podcast and YouTube. You can just type in After the Final Rose with Alana and Dante. Also check us out on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, as well as other podcast streaming platforms. Make sure to hit the like button on those so you know when a new podcast has been uploaded. We upload them every week. And as this season continues to get more dramatic, we continue to provide content for you. And hopefully you are enjoying it and enjoying our opinions on these crazy girls.
Yeah, thank you so much for tuning in, and we will see you next week for another drama-filled episode.